Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today being Friday, May 2nd, May 4th, any of those Star Wars fans, your day is Sunday. Sans Brian. The company is filling in. Matt Sorois, myself, Joey Burgoyne. And it is Friday. So every Friday we talk to our good friend David Lightman, who's been doing this for a long time, was up here in Connecticut for a while. David, thank you for joining Matt and myself this morning.
Oh, pleasure. How are you?
We're hanging in there. It's a Friday, so we got to check in with David Lightman. We started doing this back when it was you and Ray and Diane. I mean, how long have you been doing what you do, whether it was now in D.C. or Hartford?
Oh, God. I'd go all the way back. In June next month, it'll be 54 years.
So you've seen some things, shall we say.
Yeah, 1971 full time. Actually, you want to count internships, you go back to 1969.
So one of
Woodstock summer.
We were talking a little bit this week, kind of leading into today, and it's one of those things. Everyone has been talking about the first 100 days. The first 100 days. Does it really matter? I mean, we're talking a 4-year thing here. Does the first 100 days dictate, or does it really lay a guideline for what the presidency should look like?
You know, yeah, you just hit it on the head. It does lay a guideline. Is it the first 100 days the way it was in 1933 when Franklin Roosevelt took over in the middle of a depression and closed the banks and all that? No, of course not. But it does set the tone. It does set the table, if you will, for what's to come. Now, who knows, right? I mean, if we had been talking in 2001 after President Bush's first 100 days, we would have talked about tax cuts and things like that, never knowing that in September of that year there'd be a terrorist attack that would change everything. So you don't know. You didn't see COVID coming in the first Trump administration. But what the first 100 days does sort of tells you the direction that the president's heading. And he does have a mandate. Will this be fulfilled? You know, there are all kinds of signs that he's not going to get his way on an awful lot of things. So it's too early to say, gee, he's changed everything. You know, at the end of this year, you know, if in fact there's a huge tax bill and if these budget cuts became permanent and if the courts rule, say, for him on immigration, yeah, then there'll be a sea change.
How does this first 100 days compare to his last first 100?
It's a good question. Much different because of a couple of reasons. First of all, he sort of knows the turf now. The first 100 days, he tried to craft an administration and an agenda that was more like a traditional Republican agenda. If you recall, he brought in cabinet members who weren't arch conservatives. I mean, they were conservative, but they were sort of the old Republican tradition of, you know, good government. How can I put this? Conservative, but willing to work with Democrats. That sort of thing. This time, full-blown conservative agenda. Immigration, they're going to deport 1 million people, period. There is no talk like that. On taxes, well, he wanted a tax cut, and he got it in 2017, and he's probably going to get it again this year. But spending cuts, reducing the size of federal government, nothing like that. I mean, this is a entirely new direction, and you didn't see that in 2017.
And I mean, the landscape of the political scene in Washington's changed since 2017, and that short little amount of time. Is this better for him that he's coming in like full bore versus last time?
Better for him. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, look at how he has Republican loyalty on darn near everything so far. I mean, his cabinet people were appointed in no time, despite the controversies. I doubt whether someone like Pete Hegseth, who had no managerial no experience managing an agency like the Pentagon, could have been confirmed 8 years ago. I doubt Patel at the FBI with his controversy and what he had said in his book about, you know, the FBI. I doubt he could have been confirmed. But these people were just, boom, party line confirmed, no problem. I think all that is a honeymoon period. Let's see what happens now, because starting actually next week and the week after, they actually have to start implementing this stuff, and they actually have to start writing legislation that incorporates all these spending cuts and tax cuts, and that's a harder sell.
About the Social Security benefits and everything, does it seem like people still have a reason to panic over that, or is that kind of leveled out?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't panic over that. I mean, they're not going to cut Social Security benefits or Medicare benefits. Medicaid's a different story. They're just not going to touch Social Security benefits. What they might do, and actually have done to some degree, is cut the staff, which means if you have a question or a new application, that sort of thing, it might be harder to get through. But Trump has vowed he's not going to touch that stuff. Republicans don't want to touch that stuff. Medicaid's a different story. Medicaid, of course, is the health program that helps lower-income people. That's one where they have vowed to cut billions of dollars, but so far they're just vowing to do it. Nobody's done anything. They actually have to fill in the blanks and say, we're going to cut here and here and here. They wanted to start writing that legislation next week. It's been postponed because, again, there are a lot of Republicans out there who say, wait a minute, you do this, it's going to hurt my district. It's going to hurt the people who need it the most. So that's why I say it's one thing to bask in the glow for Trump for the first 100 days. Let's see what happens now that they actually have to get down to business.
Yeah, the next couple hundred days seem to be a big one. And you wrote about this yesterday. The House votes to overturn California's tough electric vehicle mandates. Now, in the story, you kind of said, too, like, the way California, the way of the country, electric right. cars, I'm not a big electric car guy, but if they're to mandate more and more electric cars, we know the grids across this country can't handle much more as it is. A lot of the stuff for these electric cars is coming out of China, the iron, the mining. Are they looking at these things differently now with the tariff speculations all abroad?
There's a variety of things happening here. The tariffs are one thing. The second problem is, you say, the grid isn't there. Under Biden, they passed legislation a year or two ago that would have provided a lot of money to get that going, to get that network really moving. Trump hates that, and they're trying to dismantle it. The other problem is that this becomes a philosophical issue. I mean, the House voted on several bills to do away with these California mandates on electric trucks and cars and all this, and then the Senate will do something similar. The problem is they say government shouldn't be telling people what kind of cars to drive. If you want to drive a V8 gas guzzler, that's your business.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Says, say, the Republicans, and you have that going as well. The other problem is that you have a very strong oil and auto lobbying group out there. I mean, they're putting a lot of pressure on. To me, the biggest, most telling thing about that vote yesterday that you mentioned, it wasn't just Republicans. Something like 31, 35 Democrats also voted to overturn the California law, including two or three from California.
Well,
so
we're running up against it. That's why we can spend hours. Washington, D.C. will not be solved in 8 minutes. Again, it's Friday, so David Lightman from McClatchy Newspaper is joining us and Brian and Company. David, you have a great weekend, sir.
Pleasure, guys.
Orioles got to get better, David. They're in the basement.
Oh, they will. They will.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.